Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Neff, what do you have for us today?
I have unorthodox methods. Unorthodox methods. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Brother Robert.
And speaking.
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling you from the church. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing super fantastic. Any day above ground is a good day.
That's good. Hey, listen, man, we wanted to, being one of the brothers of the church, I wanted to give you a call. Man, you didn't make it today, but your wife stood up today and asked us to keep y'all in our prayers because y'all are definitely trying to bring a new child into the world, and she let us know that, you know, she's being a little older now, 41, 42. You know, she said it takes a little longer to try and conceive a child than, you know, in your earlier years. So we definitely wanted to let you know, man, that we got y'all in our prayers, man.
Man, you just don't know how much we appreciate that, man. Yeah, we've been trying, but I know with prayers, all things are possible.
Yeah, well, we definitely want to keep you all in our prayers, man, and I hope that you all able to conceive this child and bring a new child into this world. You know, the book says be fruitful and multiply.
Definitely. Now, who is this again?
It's Brother Arthur. Brother Arthur. I don't know if you know me directly, but I'm Brother Arthur, one of the brothers at the church.
Oh, okay, Brother Arthur. Thank you.
Now, Brother Robert, what I wanted to ask you, man, was have you considered any alternatives, methods as far as, you know, maybe helping this situation?
We've looked at a few. What are you referring to as an alternative?
Well, I mean, I think I have a good thing then that might be able to help this thing speed up the process, and you guys will be expecting in no time, man.
Man, we definitely open for some things like that. Well, what you got in mind?
I mean, well, what I have is a little unorthodox, man, but I think if you allow me to help you on this, man, I think that you'll be definitely satisfied. And, you know, man, if 9 months from now, you guys will be at the hospital waiting, looking for your baby boy or your baby girl, you know?
Well, clarify unorthodox.
Okay. See, what I have in mind, man, is have you considered maybe, like, a surrogate father?
Clarify surrogate, because I'm thinking the wrong thing. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. What do you mean by surrogate father?
Well, what it is, man, is, you know, of course, a surrogate mother is someone that will carry a child for those that cannot carry one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I've gone to the doctor and got myself checked out, man, good physical and everything. I'm physically fit and everything. And, you know, maybe I guess the complications are coming from you as far as the child not being, you know, you're not being able to conceive right now.
No, ain't nothing wrong with me, man.
Okay.
Now, what you mean by you physically fit? I mean, what the hell that got to do with surgery?
Well, see, what I'm saying is, if you allow me to come over and supply my services, I mean, let's say if you left for a weekend, man, and I stayed over there, by the time you get back, man.
Man, what the f*** wrong with you? Is this what's going on at this church, man? Am I at the wrong church? You telling me you trying, help me understand. You saying you want to come over and have sex with my wife?
Well, I mean, don't look at it like that. Don't look at it like that. Look at it as if I'm helping you.
I mean, what you telling me is directly you just saying you go word?
Excuse me there? Okay.
You telling me you want to come have sex with my wife?
No, no, no. I want to come over and just apply my services, man, and put you guys in a better position that you will be able to have a job in your life. You understand what I'm saying? You understand where I'm coming from?
No, I don't. Sound like you telling me you want to have sex with my wife, man. What the f*** is wrong with you, man?
Hey, hold on. No, this brother Arthur, man. Listen, see, what I'm trying to do...
Man, I don't give a f*** if you brother Charles. Who the f*** is brother Arthur, man? I don't know you. And then you talking about the church. What kind of shit? This $1,000 at this church?
No, this, really, the church don't have nothing to do with this. It's me calling you to lend
you... Well, you calling me saying
I'm trying to be... If you allow me to be the surrogate father, I'll have a pregnant by the end of the week.
Man, you got me f***ed up. As soon as I see... I'm coming in Bible study Tuesday to see you. You show up at Bible study so I can see who the f*** you are.
Okay, bro.
Guaranteeing you want to have
brother,
wife. Man, what
brother.
Kind of f***? Okay,
brother,
this, man.
If you keep looking at it like that, how is we going to get this? How are we going to get past this so we can get you to this child, man?
We ain't going to get past this. You talk about having sex with my wife. Where your wife at? Brother, you ain't got no wife?
So I have a wife, brother Robert. What I'm trying to do is help you along with yours in getting this child conceived. That's what I'm trying to help.
Brother, you can't help me talking about having sex with my wife. You said on Arthur, I didn't think you was going that far with it. How the you get my phone number?
Well, you know, we have people listed at the church. We have all phone numbers listed.
He lists mine. And when I get that Tuesday, I hope to see you because I'm going to punch you in.
Hey, look, man, why don't I speak to your wife when she comes to church this week, and I'll see how
man,
she...
Man, don't say a thing to my wife.
Hold on, I'm just going to talk to her and see how she feels about maybe you know, using
hell
this particular...
No, you can't say man, don't even look in her direction.
Brother,
man, who are you? I need to see you myself.
Okay, what is all the anger though, brother? What?
Man, you wouldn't be angry. You just sitting there telling me. Let's flip the script. I'm gonna come have sex with your wife.
Okay.
You should get angry.
Okay, brother. I got one more thing I need to tell you. Are you ready for? Can I say this?
Hey, you better hurry up before I hang up in your face.
Okay. Are you listening, brother Rob?
I've been listening. I'm tired of listening.
This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife.
Man, what you say?
Hey.
Man, hey, Tommy, you can't be doing like that, man. I'm about to have a rest come to change with everybody in there. Well, a minute ago, I was going to go straight punch Thomas in the mouth. Then look for you. Why you had me on that one, man? Ooh.
All right. Hey, one more thing, man. Tell me this. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show with ignorant Steve and ignorant nephew Tommy.
I love him.
That is right there.
Mm-hmm. I love the ending.
Surrogate father, man. I have a pregnant by the time you get back. I'm just telling you. She'll be.
Wait a minute. Let's clarify.
Yeah.
You want to be clear on everything. What do you mean by unorthodox? What do you mean?
But he was on
make
his
sure
way.
We're
though.
On the same page.
Sure. I'm punching past in the mouth. And
he was on his way.
Yeah. See that man alone?
Oh, you play too much.
Stupidity at its best, baby. Stupidity. At its best. All right.
All right.
Yes. All right.
I never actually right. thought about a surrogate father, though. I mean, they do have surrogate mothers, but
now that you mention it, Sherry.
Yeah. That's so crazy. That is so crazy. Let's be clear.
Wait a minute. It ain't me.
I love him.
But
his reaction, he was still kind of in it a little bit. Like,
yeah,
you say too much, Tommy. Like, who you ignorant? He was really kind of still bad about
the
it.
Thought of someone else.
Yeah.
Just had him going. Yeah.
Love it. What, you proud of yourself? Is that why you signed everything?
Oh, my God. What? What?
Exhale.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho.
You know, it's just the genius that I am. You know, that just...
Oh, what?
Magnify. I just sit back and I just
Oh, he's stunting right now. Okay.
Go ahead. Except the word being genius? The genius that I am. It's a beautiful thing.
Let us go together. All right.
Y'all don't
thank you, nephew. Nope. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.